I'm Will Griffin, and this is Live in Studio C from Classical 91.1 and Nashville Public Radio. Very happy to welcome back the choral ensemble I Madrigali with our director, John Perry. I Madrigali get together each summer to have fun singing madrigals and other music, and they're in Studio C today to share a bit of their work over the summer and highlight their connection around the performances around the Nashville Shakespeare Festival, which happens every August and September. John Perry, good to see you again. Thank you for being here.
It's a pleasure to be back. Thank you so much.
And thanks to everybody for making the effort to come out today. It's not easy to get a whole choir together on a weekday. So you're going to start with an arrangement by one of your members of the Star-Spangled Banner. Give us a context for this work.
Sure. Well, this was done by Riley Crabtree, who's one of our members, as you say. We had a chance a couple of years ago to audition to sing the national anthem at the Sounds Games, but I couldn't find an arrangement that I thought was good enough. Riley did one for us, which is spectacular, a five-part a cappella arrangement. So we auditioned. We won the audition, but we never got a slot for a game.
Maybe later.
I thought it was a shame to let the arrangement go to waste. You may recall that years ago, the symphony here in Nashville used to play the national anthem before every concert. So we'll revive that tradition here, and we'll also have a chance to show off this arrangement of the Star-Spangled Banner.
Very good.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars
Music City original, an arrangement of the Star-Spangled Banner by Riley Crabtree, who is a member of I Madrigali, who you just heard sing it live in Studio C. John Perry directing I Madrigali today. I'll see if I can pronounce the name of the ensemble right pretty soon. John, we're going to focus on Renaissance music today, and tell us a bit about your connection or performances around the Shakespeare Festival each year.
Sure. Well, Renaissance music is sort of the core of this kind of music that we enjoy, a cappella, five-part music. We've sung several summers now at the Shakespeare Festival on family night several nights, but there's a pre-show every evening at 6:30, from 6:30 to 7, then the show starts at 7:30. So on the 9th of September, we are singing the pre-show, and we've built a wonderful rapport with that organization and with their audiences over the years.
And what's the location?
It's in Centennial Park. It's in the band shell.
The band shell, Centennial Park,
yeah.
Right.
And they really transform it to another world. It's amazing the work that they do, and it's always a surprise to see how they interpret Shakespeare. They've done it in the 40s, they've done it in the 20s, they've done it during the Civil War. This year we're singing before a performance of Antony and Cleopatra, so goodness knows where they'll end up.
Well, we're going to hear a sampler of English madrigals, or English music. Maybe they aren't all madrigals, but they might be. But it's music from the 16th and 17th centuries?
Right. Well, Henry Purcell, who was the last great English composer before Elgar, was a 17th century composer who sort of bridged the gap between Renaissance and Baroque music. We'll sing a piece by him called In These Delightful Pleasant Groves. Then the next three pieces are by people from the earlier generation, John Wilby, John Dowland, and Thomas Weelkes. From Wilby, we'll sing Flora Gave Me Fairest Flowers. You'll see that there's a trend here. These are love songs. It's amazing that as much as the world has changed since the Renaissance era, human nature hasn't changed at all, and our feelings are the same. We may express them differently, but we still feel love in the same way. The next piece, Wilt Thou Unkind, by John Dowland, was a lute song originally. And John Dowland is kind of an outlier here. He was the one, either he was a guy who always saw the glass as half empty, or he just was unlucky in love because he always has a sad story to tell. But and then the final piece by Thomas Wilkes, Lady, Your Eye My Love Enforced, which means you're looking at me that way.
Okay. E. Madrigali with music from the English Renaissance and more.
In these delightful pleasant groves, in these delightful pleasant groves, let us celebrate our happy loves. In these delightful pleasant groves, in these delightful pleasant groves, let us celebrate our happy loves. Let's pipe and dance. Let's pipe and dance. La 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 cheerful spring. Let's pipe and dance. Let's pipe and dance. La 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 la. And sing la 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 and sing. Thus every happy living thing.
Come, ye wantons, here to play.
Smiling
La 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 la
My Love Enforced by Thomas Weelkes, one of the masters of the English madrigal, including the great falalas that are so typical of English madrigals. That was the group E. Madrigali live in Studio C, John Perry, their director. Before that, music of Thomas Weelkes, we heard Wilt Thou Unkind by John Dowland, Flora Gave Me Fairest Flowers by John Wilby, and In These Delightful Pleasant Groves by Henry Purcell. E. Madrigali back for another August set live in Studio C. Very fine stuff. I just love these. They're like little jewels, every one of them, these English madrigals.
And they're so much fun to sing. As you know, madrigals were written in the first place to be enjoyed at the home around after dinner, around the table or whatever. They weren't written to be performed in a concert hall. So our singing in this summer is just for the pure joy of music. And you can see that that's borne out in the music itself.
Right. Well, the group itself was E. Madrigali. It was formed just, what, for summer fun singing? Is that right?
Right. This is our seventh summer. And we started then because there were several of us who were in, say, the symphony chorus or one of the choruses at Vanderbilt or one of the big church choirs in town. They all have a vacation in the summer. We thought it would be great just to get together to sing for fun. And, of course, holding up the tradition, we do drink plenty of wine at rehearsal. Because we want to be authentic.
Which you know they did back in 1587.
Yeah. I couldn't find mead. I tried, but they didn't have any.
Well, anyway, I beg your pardon. John Perry is their director, is a director of E. Madrigali, and they're here highlighting their performances around the National Shakespeare Festival, bringing us a fine set of Renaissance music primarily today. John, what's next?
We have a couple of Italian pieces by Orlando di Lasso. He was quite an international scholar. He was born in Belgium. He grew up and lived in Munich. He traveled in France, Italy, Germany. He wrote madrigals in all these languages. Only a rumor, but it's a pretty great one. He was kidnapped 4 times as a boy because his singing voice was so terrific. Different churches and different cardinals and different dukes would actually kidnap him from other choirs to sing in their choir. So
that's being in demand.
Pretty good, yeah.
Well, he wrote some gorgeous music, for sure.
Yes, these are a couple of Italian madrigals. The first is O Occhi Manzo Mia, O Eyes of My Beloved. The second one is O Bella Fusa, when the English words read O Spinning Wheel, to the spinning wheel.
Oh, keep on zombie. reste fou sin prova. Som fou, som fou, som fou, som fou, sanova. Som fou, som fou, som fou, som fou, sanova. Voile provare, venite la pigliare, venite la pigliare, e dammi in prova. Voile provare, venite la pigliare, venite la pigliare, e dammi in prova.
Two madrigals by Orlando De Lasso, live in Studio C, sung by E. Madrigali, led by John Perry, O Occhi Manza Mia and O Bella Fusa. Well, the Italian madrigals don't exactly sound like the English madrigals. If you do a lot of madrigal listening, you'll notice that over the course of time, but they're just wonderful as well. They have their own special colorations in the harmonies. John Perry has brought his group E. Madrigali in today to Studio C for Renaissance music primarily, going back to England for the next set.
Back to England. This is Thomas Morley, one of the most popular of their madrigal composers. We have three pieces to perform by Morley. Sing We Enchant It, which is just a celebration of music and fun and the good life, which is what so many of these madrigals celebrate. Then Lirum Lirum, which don't tell anybody, but this is actually a Christmas piece. We're doing it because it's such beautiful music. Okay, don't tell a soul. But it's just, and there are secular lyrics, but I couldn't find them. So it's such a beautiful piece of music, we couldn't let it lie. And then to wind up, we'll perform My Bonnie Lass. Again, just the quintessential five-part English madrigal, fun, maidens, butterflies, sunshine, all the wonderful things of life.
Music of Thomas Morley.
Sing we and chant it, one of doth grant it, la 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 la. Sing we and chant it, one of doth grant it, la 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 la. Not long youth lasted, and old age hasted. Now is best leisure to take our pleasure. La 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 la. Not long youth lasted, and old age hasted. Now is best leisure to take our pleasure. La 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 la. Uniting, the holy child come greet.
Possibly the quintessential English madrigal of all time, My Bonnie Lass.
I would agree. It's at least one of the top five.
At least the top five. My Bonnie Lass by Thomas Morley, sung live in Studio C by E. Madrigali, led by their director, John Perry. Before that, we heard two other madrigals by Thomas Morley, Lyrum Lyrum and Sing We Enchanted. So that's the end of your set today?
To see us, hear us again, you can come to the Shakespeare Festival on September the 9th, 6:30. We'll be there to entertain again.
Well, wonderful. Thank you all for being here today, taking time to sing for us today live in Studio C, E. Madrigali. Bravo. Thank you, John. I'm Will Griffin. Up next week, something a little bit different. The Kruger Brothers will be here. The Kruger Brothers, virtuoso musicians from Switzerland, have made their way into Appalachia, and they play bluegrass music beautifully, but they are going to share with us something a little different next week live in Studio C, the Kruger Brothers. Our thanks to the Tennessee Arts Commission, the Community Foundation of Middle Tennessee, and the First Tennessee Foundation for supporting us at Classical 91.1 and Nashville Public Radio. And our thanks to our engineer for the program, Carl Peterson. I'm Will Griffin, and we appreciate you being with us for a bit of Nashville's classical music live in Studio C.